Japanese Made Easy Podcast Exercises, Episode 2. Your friend is crazy about dogs, and so at the park you see one, but your friend hasn't noticed yet. You want to bring it up and point it out, so you say,
犬いるよ。犬いるよ。
Okay, let's try another one. Your calligraphy teacher,
小川先生,
is also at the park, and your friend notices. Then brings this fact up and points it out to you, saying,
小川先生いるよ。小川先生いるよ。
Okay, let's practice side by side. For now, just say, ある、あります、or いる、います。Megumi, our native speaker, will do the first one. Okay, Megumi, which verb should we use for sandwich? As in, a sandwich exists.
ある、あります。
How about an annoying mosquito flying around?
いる、います。
There's an athlete or a person who plays sports nearby.
いる、います。
There are some donuts available and we want to point them out.
ある、あります。
Some weird dude at the park.
いる、います。
Walking down the street with a family member, you see a menacing chihuahua. Bring up the fact that there is a dog to a family member.
犬いるよ。犬いるよ。
And mention the dog to an older lady that you don't know.
犬がいますよ。犬がいますよ。
One more and we'll move on. Mr. Yoshikawa is at the company barbecue. Politely bring up and mention this fact, like saying, Mr. Yoshikawa's here.
Yoshikawa-san ga imasu yo.
And very casual to a good friend.
Yoshikawa-san iru yo.
What we are doing now is bringing up and pointing out the fact that something or somebody exists with ga aru or ga iru. You notice a cat stuck up in a tree. You point it out to a friend, saying,
Neko iru yo. Neko iru yo.
How would you translate the
Neko iru yo
part? In natural English, we'd likely say there's a cat. Point out and mention the cat in the tree to an elderly lady who is passing by.
猫がいますよ。猫がいますよ。
It must be Escaped Pets Day or something. You notice a dog running down the street. Point it out to the elderly lady.
犬がいますよ。
And you overheard a group of teenagers who are friends point out the dog to each other.
犬いるよ。
Okay, let's do an all polite Japanese review. Point out and mention that there's coffee.
コーヒーがありますよ。
Point out and mention the dog.
犬がいますよ。
Bring somebody's attention to the cake on the table.
ケーキがありますよ。
Bring up and mention a cat you just noticed.
猫がいますよ。
Now, all very casual. Your friend was wondering if Kenji was at the party or not. You already saw him, so mention that he exists at the party.
Kenji いるよ。
There's a dog at the park. Bring this fact up to a family member.
犬いる。
犬いる。
And a friendly cat walks up. Point it out.
猫いる。
猫いる。
You ask your roommate, Masaharu, in very casual speech, if he wants something to drink. He then asks you,
コーヒーある?
There is coffee, so you reply,
あるよ。
Recalling the leftover cake he saw, he asks,
ケーキある?
There is cake, so how would you reply in the affirmative? Essentially just saying, exists.
あるよ。
あるよ。
Back to our scenario, it seems Masaharu changed his mind about the coffee and asks, cola exists? Or in natural English, do you have any cola? Is there any cola? Try asking that.
コーラある?
There is some, so how would you answer?
あるよ。
A person asks if there's any pizza.
ピザある?
Listen to the reply.
うん、あるよ。うん、あるよ。
How would a person ask very casually, is there any coffee?
コーヒーある?
How would you reply, yeah, there is?
うん、あるよ。
うん、あるよ。
Melissa has a cat allergy. She knows her friend has a cat, so before going into her friend's house, she asks,
猫いる?
Yeah, there is. Literally just, yeah, exists.
うん、いるよ。
うん、いるよ。
Try asking, is there a dog or are there any dogs?
犬いる?
How would a person answer literally exists, but for living things?
いるよ。
いるよ。
Melissa, who we recall had a cat allergy, is in a situation that calls for polite speech. So she asks,
猫がいますか?猫がいますか?
She's worried about cats, but wants some cookies. How would she ask, do cookies exist? Or are there any cookies?
クッキーがありますか?
And a positive polite response, the person answers,
はい、ありますよ。
はい、ありますよ。
Try asking in polite Japanese, is there a dog?
犬がいますか?
And what would an affirmative polite response be?
はい、いますよ。
はい、いますよ。
はい。
Of course translates as yes. Ask in polite Japanese, is there any pizza?
ピザがありますか?
Answer, yes, there is.
はい、ありますよ。
Now, casual. Any pizza?
ピザある?
Yeah, there is.
うん、あるよ。
Polite. Is Ogawa-sensei here?
小川先生がいますか?
小川先生がいますか?
Yes, exists.
はい、いますよ。
And very casual, is Ogawa-sensei here?
小川先生いる?
Yeah, exists.
うん、いるよ。
It occurred to me that I didn't actually know which one Megumi truly prefers, so I asked. 犬と猫どっちが好きな?
犬2匹飼ってるから犬かな。グレックは?
私も犬の方かな。
This has been another episode of Japanese Made Easy. For additional practice audios and downloads, visit JapaneseMadeEasy.com.